Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Post. Today, I want to bring you a teaching called God's Word Begins and Ends with One Sin That Can Damn Your Soul. You know, as we do street ministry every day, all over America, almost daily we meet churchianity people who defend sin, false doctrine. They live in it. They claim that they're covered by Christ no matter what. And here's what the theme we see. People seem to think that God has changed his view on sin from the Old Testament, God of wrath, to the New Testament because Jesus came now and covered all our sin. He's not mad at sin anymore. No, this has not changed. His hatred of sin still goes on. Psalm 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. I'm going to show you God hates sin in the New Testament as well, and he deals with it. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to show you that the Bible starts just how it ends. One sin leads to destruction. Let's get there. First of all, facts. Christ's death and resurrection does not change how much God hates sin. It only changed the object of our focus. Our focus is now Jesus Christ and how we are cleansed from our sin via the gospel. His death, burial, and resurrection, the shedding of blood, repentance to him, born again, walking in obedience, righteousness, and enduring. That's changed. But the call to leave sin, God's hatred of sin, God judging sin, sin leading to death, none of that has changed. I'm going to show it to you right here. God's word starts out the first pages. Ready? Genesis 3, 1 through 6, 13, 17, and 23. Now the serpent was more subtle than the beast of the field, which the Lord had made. And he had said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life. Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the garden of Eden to till the ground whence he was taken. Right there, in the beginning, the first pages of the Bible, mankind is put out of the garden over one sin, now is going to die, now knows death. One sin destroys. Romans 5:19 says this, as for by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And the fact we have to point out here, to get his righteousness, we got to be in him, striving, leaving sin, not living in willful sin that has no covering, Hebrews 10:26. Christ can indeed make us righteous, but we cannot go on and live in willful sin. We must be washed in the Lamb's blood, changed in our hearts, seeking righteousness and obedience unto life, not sin, unto death, Romans 6. And here's an important fact. Christ always saves us out of sin. He never saves us as we live in sin. You won't find that anywhere. All right, so the very first page of the Bible, one sin caused death, destruction, and man getting put out of the garden. Let's go to the back of the Bible, Revelation 21:27. And there shall no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but that which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Did you read that? You're not going to enter into eternity, the kingdom of God, if you maketh a lie. That verse isn't enough for you. That was the second to the last page of the Bible. Let me go to the last page of the Bible. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. That's the New Jerusalem. That's heaven. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. One lie. Whoever loveth and maketh a lie is going to put you out of the kingdom and is going to damn your soul. You don't think lies are serious? Proverbs 6 says lies are an abomination to God. That means they're disgusting to him. So I just proved to you the Bible starts in its early pages and ends its last pages with a lie, a sin, separating you from God, potentially damning your soul. The truth is, this is not just a fluke. I'm going to show you. In between its pages, it's full of people killed or potentially damned for one sin or one lie. You need some examples? Leviticus 10, two priests killed over just bringing some strange fire. Genesis 19, Lot's wife killed for just looking back. Mark 10, Jesus tells the rich man, one thing you lack, he walks away sad, he can't inherit the kingdom of God. Acts 5, a couple killed over one lie. That's after Jesus rose from the dead. Acts 8, Simon is warned about trying to buy the Holy Spirit and told to repent or he's going to perish over one sin by Peter. And Revelation 22, the last page of the Bible. God takes names out of the book of life for adding to the word or taking away from the word. There's many, many more examples in scripture where sin, one sin, will cost you your soul. I'm not sure how anybody can read the Bible front to back, be led by the Holy Spirit, and not see that one sin or just a few sins that not repented of, willful sin we're talking about, willful sin, that means sin you don't repent of, is going to damn your soul. There definitely is hope for people that sin. I can choose sin. Christ came to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin, but we are called to repent and flee of all sin, lest we will perish. Jesus said this, Revelation 2:16. Ready? Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. See, repentance means you change your mind. You change your ways. So I hope that showing you the early pages, the last pages, and in between, that you're not keeping. Go test yourself. Are you keeping, practicing willful sin, false doctrines, false ways, fleshliness, worldliness, carnality, that's going to keep you outside the blood atoning work of Jesus Christ? Willful sin will not be atoned for. Go read Hebrews 10, 26, 27. God's word is very true. Any and all sin must be repented of, or it's on your account, not Christ's, and it's going to damn your soul. One sin, I showed you, it's going to cost you eternity, separation, and send you to weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you're easy on sin, if you think Christ came to just die and covers all your sin no matter what you do, you are very, very deceived. Go test yourself. Make sure you're safe. Make sure you're in him through repentance and obedience. You must be hard on all sin. God is hard on all sin. He's going to be your judge, not churchianity, and not all the false theology in the Sunday church systems. God's going to be your judge. His word is going to be the standard. I hope you repent to it. Cleanse yourself in the blood of the Lamb. Flee all unrighteousness and follow Christ to salvation. Repent and obey the gospel. That's my word for you today. Hope that blessed you. Check out joanparrish.com, all the resources. Check out the edification page, Ecclesia page. Thousands of resources for you. No excuse to live in sin. Flee it for the glory of God and find eternal life in this glorious Savior. Love y'all. May God be praised.